V'adom ha-korbin. Like, when do we say it's mutter if you say ha-korbin? Ha, and then the word korbin. That means to say you only want a swill, that's the life of a korbin. But if you say ha-korbin, then you mean the food should be just like a korbin. V'adom ha-mai-taima, chayi-korbin koma. Because you say he means chayi korbin, it means for the life of the korbin, not to make the food also like a korbin. But if you say the word ha-korbin, then it's as if he's saying lehevei korbin koma, that you want this food to become into a korbin, means you want to be matfisid with an iser, so it has an iser neder on it. Now the Gemara says, the kash we had before, I ketoni lekorbin loyoch lecho Rebbe Meyoiser. If you say la korbin, what I'm not going to eat should not be a korbin, Rameya said it's also. So the chur, why? Because you make from the negative, we see the positive. You're saying it should not be a korbin, what I don't want to eat. Mashma, what you do want to eat, you want it to be a korbin. So the Gemara asks, I have a holestle the Rabbi Meya, Mechla lavat Hashemayhein. Rameya does not hold from this klal of Mechla lavat Hashemayhein. So Gemara answers, Omer Rababo, Nase koima la korbin yehei. It's considered as if he said, no, the food should be a korban. Lefikach, therefore, lo yoich lecho. Therefore, I will not eat from it. Doesn't mean to say, like, it should not be a korban, the food I don't want to eat. And we're making a deal from the positive, from the negative, you see the positive. But rather, it's considered directly that he's saying, la korban means it should be a korban. And therefore, I'm not going to eat from it. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the top Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Oim lachaveroi." If somebody says to his friend, "Koinei mepi medabri moch," that he's making his mouth that he can't talk with his friend. Koinei, he's making with a nisa neder that pi medaba, my mouth cannot talk imoch with you, or else yodai oisei moch, that my hands can't do anything for you. I'm making a neder upon my hands. So this will be the maskon in the Gemara that I'm making the neder upon my hands, that my hands cannot do any work for you. Or else, ragli mahalechis imoch, I'm making a neder, a nisa neder upon my feet, that my feet are not able to go with you. If a person says one of these three, l'shaynos, the locher is asr, that the isr, the neder is chal. It's asr for you to either talk, or to walk, or to work for him. Now the Gemara is the kasha. His davening of the Gemara is, that koinei pi medabri means you only mean to asr the speech, that you're not allowed to talk with your friend, or you're not allowed to walk with your friend, or you're not allowed to work with him. So the question is, just talk or just walking, that's ain't by mamish, there's nothing here for the yis and to be chal upon. Like the Gemara asks, well, Reminu, I have a question, I'm going to throw you a question. It says, choyme b'shvuas mibin adorim, there are certain halachas that a shvuah is more strict about a neder, or the nedarim mibishvuas, and certain halachas that the nedarim is more strict than the lochas of Shavuos. Now, choyme b'nedorim, what's strict about nedorim? Shehanedorim chalam ala mitzvah k'rishus. A neder is chal upon a mitzvah, just like it is upon a rishus. So that means an issa neder could be chal upon something that there is a mitzvah for you to do it. Like l'moshul, let's say on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, you have to fast. Let's say you make bread, you make some food also to you to eat on Yom Kippur with a neder. So the loch is the neder is chal. And the svar is because nedorim is chal upon the chayfetz, upon the object. And there's no isser on the object. The isser of Yom Kippur is that you are not allowed to eat, but not upon the object. So now if you make a neder that the food is also to you with a neder, the neder is chal even on something that's a mitzvah. Ma'ashein can be shvuas, but by a shvu you can't do that. Like on Yom Kippur, you can't make a shvu that you're not going to eat today. Since there's a mitzvah for you not to eat anyway, the klal is ain shvu achal al shvu. And what is now something that a shvuah is more strict than a neder? Because a shvuah could be chal whether it pertains to an object or whether it pertains to something that's not an object, that's ain't by mamish. And the svar is because a shvuah is upon you, upon the person. Like you're making a shvuah, let's say, that you cannot talk with your friend tomorrow. So even though speech is not something that's here, it's ain't by mamish, but since the iser is chal upon you and you're here, a shvu is chal even if it's ain't by mamish. Ma'ashein kein b'nedorim, but by an iser neder it's not that way, because an iser neder has to be chal upon an object. And if you don't have an object here, the iser can't be chal. So you can't make a neder to say that you're not going to be able to talk tomorrow, because talking is not here. So what does our Mishnah say? If you make a neder not to talk to your friend, you're not allowed to talk to him. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda, B'Omer, like the Ran explains, Kolema means, this is what the Mishnah really means to say. In other words, if you say the words of the Mishnah, this is what the person really means. B'Omer, it's as if he said, Ya'aseh pi lidiburi, that he's making the Yitzhak neder chal upon his mouth, that his mouth is not allowed to talk. Or else, Yodi l'masayim, he's making the Yitzhak neder chal upon his hands, that his hands can't do work for him. Or else, Ragli lihiluchan, I'm making an Issa upon my feet, that my feet cannot walk with you. So therefore it's not called Ein by Mamish, but rather it's called Yesh by Mamish. There is something here, the object is here, either your feet, your hands, or your mouth. Deikan Ami, there's a proof of this. Tiktoni, the Mishnah says, Pi medavri moch. It says an extra word, Pi. For Leikatoni, it doesn't just say, She'eni medavri moch, I'm not going to talk with you. So therefore the Mishnah's mashmer clearly, Pi means he meant to ask that the Yisaneda should be chal upon his mouth, that his mouth cannot talk. Therefore, the Yisra Neder is Chal here. Hadrin Alecha Kol Kinuye. Now the Mishnah says, V'eilu Mutarin. These are the Nedarim that you say that the Neder is not Chal, it's Mutar, the food does not become Asa. First of all, somebody says, Chulin Sheikh Loch, that the food that I want to eat should be Chulin. So Gemara says, this is Pshita, of course it's Mutar. He didn't say it with Lashon of Issa. Gemara says, Mamela, since it wants to say cases that are Mutar, it starts off with this simple case. Then it says, Kabosa Chazir. If somebody has food in front of him and says, this food should be also to me like pig, the Lacha is its mutter. Or else, Kavoidus Kechovim, you want this food to be also like an Issa of Avoidus Kechovim, which is even also Bahano, or else Kairus Levuvin, you want this piece of meat in front of you to be also like the skin of the heart, which means the Goyim, they used to take a live animal, and cut out the skin around its heart, and then pull out its heart, and give it to their Avodah Zarah. So this is called Takruvais Avodah Zarah. This is the way they worshipped their Avodah Zarah. So if you have this skin that they worshipped the Avodah Zarah with, Takruvais Avodah Zarah is even more strict. Here the Halacha is, it's Asa Banol Olam. A regular Avodah Zarah, if it belongs to a Goy, is Yesh Lo Bittel. If he breaks it, it becomes Mutar Banol. But Takruvais Avodah Zarah always remains Asa Banol. Then the Mishnah says, let's say somebody says his food should be Yosatim, like in Nevelus, Kinevelus, or Trefis, it's also nothing doing. Or else Kishkotsim or Ramoshim. Now, Nevelu Trefis is more stricter than the other ones, because there's even an Issa tumor involved. By a Nevelu, if you touch it, it's Metamiyu. Not only is there an Issa Achila, there's also an Issa tumor. Shkotsim or Ramoshim have a bigger Chumra, that you don't need the size of a Kazais, even a small size of Chadosha also is Osir and is Metamiyu. Or else somebody says, Kitzer, if you say that your food should be like one of these things, it's not also, and we'll soon see why. Who would then if you say, Kechalas Aaron or Trumasoi, you want your food to be like an Issa Truma, or like an Issa of Chala, that it's also for Yisrael. Tidit Alochar is Mutar, the Nedarim is not Chal, and the cloud was seen in the Gemara, like we had before, because the Nedar is only Chal when you want to make Hatfosa in a Dover Hanadar, for Loi Bedover Osir. In the case of a neder, when you want to say this food should be also like something else, that something else has to be also because of a dibur, because of a peh, because somebody said something to make it also. Like if you say your food should be like a korban. Why is a korban also? Because somebody spoke out and said his animal should be a korban. Or hegdish. Why is hegdish also? Because somebody was makdish and gave it over to hegdish. That's when you can make katfosa. But you can't make katfos to say you want your bread to be also like a pig, because the pig is not also because you said it, because of the dibur, but because the Torah said it. On something the Torah said a dover also, you can't be matfis nidor. So that's why these cases in the Mishnah are all cases that it's a dover also. Therefore, the halacha is if you say that your food should be like them, it's mutter. Now, ha'omer l'ishto, somebody says to his wife, harayat olai kima. Somebody says to his wife, he wants to make his wife, also to him, that he can't live with her. So he says, I want you to be like my mother. So really, this neder should not be chal. Because he's saying your wife should be like your mother. Now the reason why you're also with your mother is not because of your neder, but because the Torah said so. So really the neder should not be chal at all. But the Gemara says here, the Rabbanan made gzeira to an Amoritz, that says Poischim loy Pesach mimakom acharim. He has to have a hataras nedarim. He has to go to a chacham, and the chacham has to be matter his neder. And when the chacham is matter, it means he looks for a harata why you feel bad. It has to be mimakom acher, from another place. In other words, you can't just say later and feel bad that it wasn't nice that I said that my wife should become also to me like my mother. In other words, it's not covered for your mother to talk that way. So if that's your harata, that's no good. It has to be mimakom acher from another place. Not only that you don't feel bad about what your mother, but it has to be really you don't feel bad about this nether itself. And really, this is the Mishnah later on. We'll say that any harota, you can't make a harota that you say like, if my father or mother would know about it, they wouldn't like it, therefore I wouldn't have made it. That's not enough. You have to have the harota in the nether itself. We'll see more about this later on. And the Mishnah explains, how come in this case, if a man says to his wife, his wife should be yosat him with a neder, like his mother, why do we say here you have to have a taras nedarim? I lechur to davar osur, that there it says, shlo yikal reish lekach. We don't want to make it easy for people. In other words, the Ran explains that a lot of people, they get angry at their wives, and right away they make a neder that the wife should be yosat to them. Now, truth, they only said that the wife should be yosat like something that's osur midiraisa already, so the neder is not chal. But we have to be afraid, maybe one time he's going to say he wants his wife to be osat him like a korban or like hegdish. And then his wife would become osat him. And then he would have to have hataras nedarim. So therefore, midirabbanan, to an amoritz, they made gzera, since it's usual for him to make these type of nedarim, we're afraid that at all times we make him have hataras nedarim. Because we're afraid maybe one time he'll make a good neder that his wife should be yosat him like a korban, and then midirais he'll have to have a taras nedarim. So therefore we'll be making zeru all over. He always needs a taras nedarim whenever he wants to make his wife usher on himself. Now the Gemara says, Taima diyom achulim shoich lecho. That the Gemara is bothered by, what's the first case of the Mishnah? That if you say the food you want to eat should be chulim. Like the chur pshita v'adavitz mutter. So the havamin of the Gemara is that it's here for a diyik. It's here to teach us that the opposite way it's also. The watayim midiyama, what's the reason why it's mutter? Because the person said, chulin shoich lecho, that what I will eat will be chulin. Ha'oma, but let's say he said, la chulin shoich lecho, it should not be chulin what I want to eat. Mashma, what would that mean? That loy la chulin leheve, it should not be like chulin, el a korban, but the food should be also to me like a korban. So that's what our Mishnah means to teach us. But if you say the word chulin, it's mutter. But if you would have said la chulin, which means it should not be chulin, but rather you mean to say it should be a korban, it's asa. So that's what our Mishnah means. So the Gemara says, mani mas, the Gemara says, mani mas nis. And who does our Mishnah go like? E Rabbi Meir, if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Meir, ho les le mechlal lavat shemayin. We know that Rabbi Meir